authentic networking a bit of a contradiction in terms? Because a lot of people, as you've pointed out, associate it with people with quite a hype image, the cufflinks, the sharp suit, and, you know, like over-marketing themselves in conversation, should we say, and lots of rules. You're redefining that, aren't you?
Yes, we are. I mean, we started this network 5 years ago with the MD, Brad Burton, and you know, he wanted to take the stuffiness out of networking, and you know, that's what we've done, and we've developed it from small starting in Somerset 5 years ago to a complete national network, and now starting overseas. And some of the things we recognised was that, you know, people come into a network, they're often coming from a place of fear, they want more business, they think they need to be perceived as successful business people, so they don their suit of armour and strut their stuff, and it all gets fairly tedious and fairly intimidating.
I think a lot of people have experienced that end of networking, haven't they? Like, they've got up really early, got up at 6 or something in the morning, and they turn up red-eyed, a slightly chilly reception room possibly, or an overheated one, drink some rather poor coffee and face that situation that you described there. I've certainly been there. But at the heart of it, there's still this urge, isn't there, to get together with people. And I think that's presumably what you've put your finger on there, is the heart of it and not the suit of armour, as you put it.
Yeah, I see. Networking often attracts a lot of you know, what's called solopreneurs. You know, people who are working from small offices or home-based offices, and that can be quite isolating. And quite often, people who set up on their own have had, you know, significant positions in their corporate careers previously, and find suddenly being on their own and not having the whole infrastructure support that they're used to having, complete with the prestige that their job used to bring with it, that it's all a bit scary, that they can't just command and control anymore, and suddenly they're just a normal human being, and that's quite a shift for a lot of people.
You're brilliant. Well, before we go back to that and the shift, because there is a shift definitely taking place, I think, and a lot of people are recognising that's what we're all about on the Barefoot Broadcast, is the transformation that will appear to be taking place in a lot of people and the planet. And certainly business is a part of that, and there are all sorts of transformational shifts that I'm hoping we'll talk about tonight. Just wanted to find out a bit more about you.